This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 5th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. There's good news to report regarding general aviation and the U.S. Transportation Security Administration. There are safeguards built into the laws governing new federal regulations, which are supposed to stop bureaucrats from imposing unneeded or unworkable rules on businesses and private citizens. It's called the Administrative Procedures Act, or APA. The TSA has disregarded the APA in its recent security directive that mandates a clumsy and expensive security badge program for general aviation pilots at commercial airports. Just as the FAA must be reauthorized and funded every few years, the TSA is going through its own reauth battle right now. House Resolution 2200 now contains an amendment offered by four GOP congressmen, which requires TSA to follow APA guidelines unless there is an imminent threat. Among other important provisions in H.R. 2200 are creation of an Aviation Security Advisory Committee for aviation stakeholders and a general aviation working group within it to give the GA community a forum to formulate recommendations on GA security proposals for TSA consideration. The bill would also prohibit TSA from outsourcing terror watch list reviews to third parties, as it has proposed to do in its large aircraft security program. We apparently have a way to go before the recession bottoms out, at least in aviation. In a letter to employees posted publicly yesterday in the Wichita Eagle, Cessna CEO Jack Pelton says more layoffs are inevitable, but offers no specific numbers. Cessna is the nation's largest manufacturer of corporate jets, but has laid off 44% of its workforce since November. In the letter, Pelton says, quote, "The latest economic information indicates that while the recession may have reached a bottom in March, it will still be some time before we see the kind of growth in the economy that will assure us that our customers will take delivery of our products and order new planes in the coming years. Order cancellations have not stopped. The market for new aircraft remains frozen as customers wait to see if the recovery forecasted comes to fruition," unquote. The layoffs are especially tough in Wichita, where both Hawker Beechcraft and Bombardier Learjet have also had layoffs. New York Senator Charles Schumer is calling for an immediate investigation into the case of an FAA inspector who tried to alert his superiors to alleged irregularities in Colgan Air's operation of its first Q400 regional turboprop and found himself reassigned to a desk job. The New York Times reports that Christopher Montelion reported that Colgan Air exceeded the aircraft's speed range three times and never checked for damage, and flew with a broken radio, among other issues. His reports came 13 months before a Q400 operated by Colgan crashed on approach to Buffalo Niagara International Airport, killing 49 on board and one more person on the ground. The FAA denies that Montelion had his job changed as a disciplinary matter. Schumer said Wednesday, quote, "This seems to be a classic whistleblower case where a dedicated public servant's actions might have saved 50 lives. There must be an immediate investigation to see if his allegations were true, and if they are, there must be immediate action on the part of the FAA to reform their procedures," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Lance Air's Piston Evolution makes its first flight. The Air Force's proof-of-concept composite cargo plane takes to the sky. And United Airlines looks at buying 150 planes at mid-recession prices. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, as AOPA tries to build a war chest for the next round of user fees, we flash back to former AOPA President Phil Boyer's excellent 2007 commentary on the issue. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.